The Gospel reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." We have tested and tasted too much, lover. Through a chink too wide, there comes in no wonder. These are the opening lines of a poem called Advent, written by Patrick Kavanagh, and learned by every Irish schoolboy and girl of my generation. The adult who is experienced, compromised, and perhaps a bit cynical, envies the wonder and amazement that characterize the child's soul. So the poet speaks of the newness that was in every stale thing when we looked at it as children. He hopes that the dry black bread and the sugarless tea of penance will charm back the luxury of a child's soul. As children, we have a strong and natural sense of wonder. Part of the price of growing up seems to be the loss of the freshness and clarity that goes with it. The world becomes ordinary. It becomes less magical and more serious. It becomes indifferent and perhaps even hostile. Something is lost, a sharpness, an edge, a light in which even the most ordinary things are magical and the most ordinary events mysterious. We find it briefly again, perhaps, by going to see Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. But the point is whether it can be found again in our real lives and not just in the flickering images. What about a bridge, a boat, a riverbank, a field, a red bus? Now there's a wonder. Early morning sun on a distant sea, unused tram tracks, tar bubbling on a summer's day, the buzz of insects, the Christmas lights, and many other ordinary things and what they meant to the child you once were. Grown-ups still get something of wonder at second hand through their children. The excitement and amazement of children, especially at Christmas time, is contagious. Through their eyes we glimpse again what we once knew, the excited waiting of the Advent season, the longing almost beyond bearing for a great day ahead. The season of Advent invites us to return and to rediscover something we have lost. This is what the word repent means. Turn back, turn around, return. We are to do this not just to lament what has been lost, but to rediscover a sense of excitement, to be alert and keen and awake and attentive once more. We are to be open to the wonders that the Lord will yet reveal in our lives, tired and cynical as we may be at times, the wonders he will yet reveal in our world, unjust, violent and corrupt, as it often now is. We have tested and tasted too much the cares and worries and sad events of life overpower us. Distractions keep us from settling down deeply into our own hearts. It may be that the hardening and darkening that follows sin have overtaken us. Whatever the state of our adult heart, Advent holds out the promise of again living in a wonderful way. The note of joyful expectation and keen wonder is sounded throughout the liturgy of the Advent season. Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, rejoicing as we approach his house. Swords will be turned into plowshares, spears into sickles. There will be no more training for war. Wake up, because it will soon be daylight, and the time of dreary darkness will be over. Stay awake, stand ready, be alert and keen and expectant, because the coming of the Son of Man will be sudden and full of significance. Often people say that Christmas is for children. It is more true to say that Christmas is for adults who have not forgotten what it means to be a child. It is for those who have suffered the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune and have not allowed it to destroy their wonder or joy or hope. Christmas is a time to rekindle our faith that our God will return, paving a way through the valleys and mountains of our lives, making possible what seemed impossible. He is, after all, the God who raises the dead. The child in us has no difficulty believing such wonders, and all we need do is trust that that child is seeing something true. We are to be the adult children of our Heavenly Father, charming back the luxury of the child's soul through prayer and reconciliation, through penance and right living. It is not really a luxury, this child's soul in us. It is essential for our maturity, since unless we become as little children, we shall not be ready to enter the kingdom of heaven when he comes.